You had an interesting day yesterday that ended up with you shooting a shark in the face or attempting to. Let's rewind it, though. What time did you get in the water to go spearfishing?
It was afternoon. I'm not sure exactly what time. It was probably around 1 or 1:30.
And just out of curiosity, how do you get in the water? Just kind of amble down the rocks?
Yeah, it was actually kind of interesting because I went the day before and went to the same location and did some spearfishing and had a really good day. The conditions were almost perfect. And so I decided to go out yesterday again and went to the same spot, set up in the same place. And as I was, so I have my wetsuit on, a full body 7mm pre-diving wetsuit. But I have like a 25-pound weight belt around my waist and these long, like 3-foot-long fins and mask and snorkel and my spear gun. And yesterday when I first got in, I was trying to hop off the rocks into the water and my rope actually got tangled up in the rocks. And normally it's about 50 feet long, but it got so tangled up in the rocks because of all the surges and everything that I had to cut it. And so I ended up with about half the length of rope that I normally would have. So it ended up being about 25 feet long. And so that rope, I retied it, and then I had a buoy on the surface of the water, and then the 25-foot rope, and then I tied the end of my the end of the rope to the spear gun that I had. That way, if I drop the spear gun or let it go underwater, then I won't lose it.
Right. Like, what could go wrong while you're spearfishing in Great White Shark Country? Right. What could possibly? So you're in the water. And this is on the North Jetty, and there's a point for people who know the jetty. There are all these numbers along the side. You're up north of 60, basically, right where the rocks segue into the dolos. The dolos are the big things.
Yeah, west of 60.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So you're in the water down there. You've got 15 to 20 feet of visibility. You got a few fish, and then off in the distance, you see a silhouette. Or was it very clear what you were seeing?
So how I had been diving it is it was an incoming tide, and so I normally would start kind of further west, kind of right where the dolos start on the end of the jetty there, hop in the water there, and then the current would just pull me into Humboldt Bay along the rocks there. So you wouldn't even really have to swim along. It would just pull you at a pretty steady pace, and then you just dive down. And that way you're constantly covering new ground. And so I'd already done one drift. That day I had my lingcod. I shot a lingcod and some other rockfish with my spear gun. And then I was just going to call it there, but then figured, you know, the conditions were so good that I'd like to try and do that drift again. So I went back in for a second time, and all in all, I was probably in the water for about 2.5 or 3 hours. And, then dove down to the bottom and was coming back up and ended up seeing this kind of whitish gray object out of my peripheral vision. And I was seeing a lot of harbor seals. You see those, you know, quite a bit underwater. And so that's kind of what I thought it was at first, kind of instinctually. And then I kept an eye on it. And I realized that it was actually a shark, and it was a really big shark. And it was less than 20 feet away, and it was swimming towards me.
Now, was it above you, or it was on your level?
It was pretty much on my level. I was actually a little bit above it. It was kind of coming from down below. And I just so happened to look out towards the main channel and kind of towards the open ocean. Instead of typically when I'd come up and kind of look towards the rocks behind me, but just it so happened that I popped up and I was looking towards the open ocean. And luckily I was able to see it before it came in too close. And I had my spear gun was loaded, ready to go. And so I had that kind of in the back of my mind. That was kind of like my last defense. Even though my spear gun is pretty small, it's for shooting fish in like little cracks and caves underwater. But I kind of held that out in front of me, and I was just waiting for the, you know, shark to kind of make the next move. And I was thinking that maybe it would just kind of stay on the edge of the field, but as far as I could see, but it ended up just swimming right in. And I think because I had some fish on the buoy that was behind me, and the fish were clipped to the buoy, and I think that actually brought it in. And and kind of lured it closer. And at that point, I had my spear gun kind of in my right hand, and it was fully extended, and the shark started swimming towards me. And I kind of told myself that if I did shoot at it, I didn't want to shoot too soon, you know, because I only had one shot, and I didn't want to shoot too soon and use that shot. So I didn't want to shoot it basically until I could touch it with the tip of my spear gun, if I was going to shoot at all, you know. And in a split second, it was right there, and it was on the tip of my spear gun, and I was poking it, and it just felt like a solid, like, object that I was just pushing off of. I wasn't, you know, hurting or anything.
So it wasn't like barreling at you. It was doing the curiosity lurk, right?
It was curious, yeah. It was going slow, but at the same time, it was covering so much distance, just in like the slight little movements that it had. I had enough time to see it and to realize what was going on. And then it started to move its tail really fast. And my spear gun's like 3 feet long. Actually, it's less than that, 30 inches. And it pushed the tip of my spear gun, and it was coming right at me. And so I ended up just like pulling the trigger. And right as I pulled the trigger, it just opened its mouth super wide and just came straight at me and ended up consuming my whole spear gun, really. The 3-foot-long gun was all the way down its throat. And then I remember kind of looking to my right as it kind of headed towards me, I kind of like moved off to the left, so it'd be its right, and I kind of like pushed off the side of its head, and I looked over, and my entire spear gun was in its mouth, and then it snapped its jaw shut and just bit right down on the spear gun. And at that point, I was just kind of in a total panic, and pushed away its head, you know, as best I could. And then the pectoral fin was like this, you know, 2 or 3 foot long. It was just this really big fin, and it hit me on the side, and it felt like a wood cutting board just moving against my side. And then I was able to kind of, you know, I guess kick my leg and move back enough to get out of the striking range. At that point, it was kind of thrashing around on the water, and it kind of turned. It seemed like it was sort of starting to swim away, but then it spun around super fast. I was like, just amazed by how fast it could turn. Just turned on a dime and came right back at me. And it didn't swim directly at me with its mouth open or anything. At that time, it just kind of swam by me and just brushed up against the side again. And once again, it was just thrashing. And so what happened was I ended up getting tangled up in the line attached to my spear gun, the float, and then the 25-foot rope to my spear gun. I got tangled up in that rope, and so I was kind of stuck there, and I was on the surface of the water, but I was getting a ton of water in my snorkel, and my mask was kind of filling up the water. And so at that point, I just kind of looked over to the dolos back at the jetty, to the rocks, and just figured I needed to get back to shore as soon as possible. So I just dropped everything I had and just swam as fast as I could back to shore.
Yeah, it seems like a good call at that point. Like, maybe I'll get back to dry land. So, again, if you're tuning in, we're talking with Martin Magnussen. He's 23 years old. He's in Bayside right now on a cell phone. Yesterday, he had a shark encounter. I want to get a sense of the timeline. You know, so you dive down and you're coming back up in your peripheral vision. You see the shark. It's at some distance, but it's closing in. And then you show your weapon. You're like, look, man, I'm not messing. I have a spear gun. And it's like, oh, I know. And it's coming at you, and it fully engages. Like, its mouth does that creepy thing that we try not to think about, right?
Yeah.
Like, where the jaw detaches and the teeth flare up and its eyes turn red and horns pop out of its head. So it's
yeah, all my buddies are sending me videos of shark attacks from social media outlets, and it's definitely
not
that awesome to watch.
No, unfriend all those people. Those are not your friends, Martin. Okay, so that's happening, and you feel it, and it's opening its mouth, but can you tell people in bars that you have shot a shark in the face?
I don't see how I could have missed, but at the same time, my original reaction, I guess, would have been, you know, if I did put a spear into it. I don't know why it would keep attacking unless that was just kind of like a defense mechanism. But I think what had happened was it was going to open its mouth and come at me regardless. And then the fact that I shot at it didn't really change anything. I think even if I hit it or if I missed. And the other thing is that I thought about more later on is earlier that day, I did have a couple shots that were directly in the rocks, and so the tip on my spear wasn't very sharp. It was actually pretty dull. But normally with fish, it doesn't matter because the spear's so heavy and it has so much power that it just goes through. But I think with a larger creature, like a big shark like that, I think that duller tip could have really stopped it. And maybe it just glanced off, or who knows what happened. But
I mean, you didn't see blood in the water or anything, I'm assuming.
I know. I didn't see blood in the water. I just had the spear right on its nose, kind of poked it, and I think that kind of pushed me away from the shark more than the shark got pushed away by me. But I ended up just on the trigger right after that, and it all happened so fast. Opened its mouth, and it literally ate my spear gun. Like I got back to shore, and I flagged some surfers down, and I was kind of hysterical, yelling and waving my arms and all that. And then ended up talking to a surfer, and he mentioned that because I still had my float and that line and all my gear was still out in the ocean, and I could see it offshore. And right when I got back to shore, my buoy that I had offshore that I was using, it was kind of bobbing up and down and going crazy, but then all of a sudden it just went limp and it was just gone. Or it wasn't gone, but the tugging on it was just, it stopped. And so I just assumed that the rope broke or the spear gun got snapped off or something happened, but I didn't know. And I figured there'd probably be at least teeth marks on the spear gun if it was still on there, because I knew that the shark had bitten it. I saw the shark bite it, so...
Well, let's call you lucky, and let's admit that you did. If you can't be sure that you shot a shark in the face, you can say in bars that you have bopped one in the nose because it came up, it hit your spear gun. Are you going to continue spearfishing, or are you going to give it a little rest for now?
I'm not going to go to that spot again. I really like certain things about it. It's probably right now it's one of my biggest passions that I have, and I was thinking about it. I think I've gone out 32 times since last May. Most of that was this last summer, abalone diving and that kind of thing. But yeah, you know, it's a gambling, and I think the more I did it without any consequences, the ballsier I got, and the more into taking risks I got, and I just went too far, solo diving by myself in the evening off the jetty.
And you're chumming with your own fish.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of part of it. You have to put them somewhere, so you just clip them to your float, and it was just a bad situation, but...
Well, you, Martin Magnuson, do you feel that you're lucky, or do you feel that you are unlucky?
I feel like I'm incredibly lucky. One thing we didn't talk about was the Coast Guard station. So I contacted the Coast Guard station and told them that there was a buoy with a long length of rope that was floating around in the harbor or in the channel there, and it could cause navigational harm to boats passing by. And so they ended up going out at night. It was like a training mission scenario that they're already going to do, but I guess they ended up spotting the buoy and they picked it up, and so I was able to retrieve the buoy, and I got my spear gun back, what was left of my spear gun, but just past the handle it was bitten off, so I just have the handle portion, and there's like one little tooth mark by the trigger, or by the back end of it, by the trigger guard, and then the 30 inch spear gun itself with the bands is just gone. It got bitten off.
That is a hell of a story. Martin Magnuson, I think everybody listening wants to buy you a beer, so just make up some shirts that say, I'm the guy who bopped the nose of a shark, so that when you go to bars, people will hook you up. I think That's
important. Yeah, might be worth doing.
Yes, I survived a shark encounter. Oh, well, it's great talking to you, man. Thank you so much for calling us back, and good luck out there in the water next time. And I suppose on behalf of people who spend time in the water, thanks for paying the rent, as they say.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't happen again.
So. No doubt. All right, man. That's Martin Magnuson. It's KHUM. You can read more about his story over at LostCoastOutpost.com.